This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 140 Ethiopian protesters have been killed by security forces during region-wide protests triggered by claims of injustice and marginalization from the nation's largest ethnic group, the Oromo. Bolstered by U.S.-based social media activists, the protest movement coalesced around opposition to a government plan to integrate the capital, Addis Ababa, with surrounding Oromo towns. After weeks of protests, the ruling coalition in the Oromia region said last week that it was canceling the planned expansion. The $30 billion increase in the budget negotiated between Congress and the administration was targeted to 2011 levels, so is actually flat for 2016, but does include a 4% hike in discretionary spending, adding up to $3 billion, which is the real increase. The Indian government has told government-supported labs that they have 2 to 3 years to come up with 50% of the income to become self-sufficient. Half the jobs in Oregon are now clustered in just 3 counties in and around Portland, according to a study by Headwaters Economics, a nonprofit research group in Bozeman, Montana. Almost two-thirds of Utah's jobs are along the Wasatch Front, which runs from Salt Lake City to Provo. In the four decades since the late 1960s, poverty rates fell or remained stable across the Northeast, South, and Midwest, but rose significantly across the West, a Pew Research Center study said in 2014. Deaths attributable to HIV have fallen in the U.S. from 45,000 annually in 1995 to 7,000 in 2013. Some are questioning the 10% National Institute of Health set aside for AIDS, saying other diseases are more deadly. For example, NIH spends 100% less per U.S. heart disease death than it does per AIDS death. Glenn Frey, who founded the Eagles with Don Henley, becoming one of history's most successful songwriting teams with hits like Hotel California and Life in the Fast Lane, passed away at 67. University of Cincinnati has agreed to pay $4.85 million to the family of an unarmed black man who was shot to death in July by one of its police officers, a settlement that also requires the college to provide an undergraduate education to his 12 children, create a memorial to him on campus, and include his family in discussions on police reform. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.